we were just preparing for the podcast moments before. There's so much preparation goes into this podcast, doesn't there?
That's why I bring this.
That's why. That's
the pen I bought from Temu.
Oh, is that the...
I write like a billionaire or like a cheap guy who bought 10 pens. For... Ah, that's the one that breaks. Don't touch it.
Can
don't,
we have a
no,
look?
No.
Can I have a look? I just want to...
You had a look last time and you broke it.
I just want to look at it. I just want to see what a Temu pen gets you.
You've... Come on. Played with a Temu pen before.
I just want to have a look at the pen. What does it
you
sound
like? You look with your eyes.
No, give me the pen.
No.
Please, can I have the
Do
pen?
Do something else.
Give me the
Let's
pen.
Let's move on.
No, I want the pen.
You're going to break
no,
my
I'm
pen.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to break it.
Get
no,
out of here, pen. What is wrong with this guy? This is what I have to put up with. I'm always looking for pens. That's why I bought like a dozen of them off Temu.
Okay, yeah, let's have a look at this pen, eh?
Like a dollar.
Oh, you've gone with the Test 2 GP380, I see.
Yeah, not the 320.
Not the 380.
Top I think of the line.
The 300 series is their best series. Let's just get some testing. Yeah, a little bit of play there. Just, let's see.
Can you not break my pen? Can you not break my pen?
What point does it
Can get? You not break my pen?
I just want to see what point it will get to. Hold on. What? Oh, look, it's quite a lot of flex.
If you break it, I'm just going to find a pen here and take it home with me.
Okay, let's see.
It's going to get up in the beer.
What? Oh.
My Temu pen alone. Look, survivor. You are the survivor.
I was intending on breaking.
I know you were.
Okay, a lot of pen chat to start this. How am I going to cut that?
This seems weird. That had very kind of like high school vibes.
I'm very immature.
I can tell.
Incredibly
immature.
I used
to collect pens.
Did you just?
I decided I was going to be special.
And then you decided to lose your virginity?
Exactly. No, I'm talking about when I was a kid.
You collected
Yeah, because my brother was collecting...
I've heard of people collecting pens, like fountain pens of sorts.
My brother was collecting what? What's a regular thing you collect? Oh, it's badges.
Cards.
I think badges. Other people collect stamps.
Pogs. Or like badges. Like
yeah, little clip-on badges. So I decided that I would collect pens just to be different.
So like,
so anytime we would go somewhere, go to Rotorua, I'd buy a little Rotorua pen.
Oh, that's cool.
Rotorua themed pen. Like, and my mum made me like this storage thing where you could like store all the pens. So I had like 100 pens just hanging there, but they all dried out. Because I didn't use them.
Yeah, right. But was that a...
And some even, of them leaked. Some of them
you
leaked
keep,
ink.
Keep the caps on them and stuff?
Some of them didn't have caps. If they had caps, I kept the cap on, but they still all dried out.
Oh, so right. That's a tragic story.
It wasn't the best thing to collect.
They didn't get the... And you were just a young child.
Yes, I was a primary school age
Is that
child.
Why that was so traumatic for you, me
yes,
wanting
I
to break it?
I couldn't bear the thought of losing another pen. I lost so many.
Another soldier.
I know.
Down.
Another fallen comrade.
Oh my god. How was your weekend? What'd you get up to other than watching the rugby?
It was the rugby went a lot of lack of sleep, but that's fine. I had a nap between some games.
I didn't watch the South African game in the middle of the night.
You didn't?
I watched the game.
Okay.
Didn't watch
Did
it.
Did you know the result?
No.
Good.
I stayed away from it, which was good. Although I was awake when the coverage started and I was bleary-eyed,
right,
to say the least.
Sounds like you.
And I'd just come back from a mate of mine's house and for some reason got some Wendy's Uber Eats.
You're a bit of a fiend for the old Uber Eats, aren't you?
Shocker.
You're supporting the local economy.
I really am.
I should become an Uber driver just so I can like wait for your address to pop up.
You know what happened with my Uber? Because I got an Uber to my mate's house to go watch the rugby. I got picked up by this guy and I was like, how's your day been? And he was like, yeah, and I just started working. Yeah, young, or, you know, this Asian guy and like kind of funny dude. And then he goes, I was like, how's your day been? And he said, yeah, I've just been working. I was like, well, how's the rest of the day been? And he was like, oh, I was at my other job. I was like, oh, where do you work? And he was like, Harvey Norman. And I was like,
oh,
Harvey Norman Westgate? And then he was like, yeah. And I was like, Alan? He sold me a laptop and a Surface and a tablet like 3 days earlier.
Apparently they don't pay that well.
Yeah, I feel like I'm that guy's economy. Like,
yeah, you're supporting, keeping Alan's, putting his kids through college.
Yeah, well, he needs the money. He's got a wife with one small child and they've got another one on the way.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Times are tough.
Yes. And yeah, he was saying things are slow out there at the moment.
Everything's slow.
We're not slow.
Well.
It's alive. We're a bit slow.
We're a bit slow.
Slow in every way possible.
Do you see there's one video which is quite amusing but also tragic of a, I think it's a doorbell cam. I'm not sure if it's staged because a lot of that doorbell cam stuff is staged.
Yeah.
But like this lady knocks on the door because she's delivering Uber Eats and the guy that opens the door is the boyfriend who's like cheating on the delivery girl.
Oh, yes,
she said, he said he was going out for business but he's actually with his mistress and he ordered Uber Eats and then the delivery girl... is his partner.
Yeah.
So she's like, what the fuck are you doing here?
I see there's a lot of crappy videos like that. And I always, if I watch them for more it's than like 10 seconds.
Human drama. Yeah.
I think to myself, what am I doing with my life?
That's just true.
I have my own bad times. I don't need to watch other people's bad
times. Life is too short to be watching that kind of stuff.
Exactly. It's just mind dribble. And then the algorithm goes, oh, this guy's a real muppet.
You love that stuff.
He loves that crap. And they just send you
on Facebook though. Facebook is just all that kind of trash. You block it for like 30 days and then it comes back.
It's like gonorrhea. I don't have Facebook on my phone.
Right.
Which actually is, because the odd time I have had it on my phone since I've got rid of it, like I've had to like look up someone's profile or something, get in touch with someone, like, and then I've left the app on there. I'm just like, before I know it, I just go back to doom scroll and it's just depressing and crap and... You know, drunk people just in bars going, how many people have you slept with? What does your mum not know about you? And it's just like, oh, it's just all grimy, gross shit.
Yeah.
And not so nice. So I get rid of all
that. You're better off
watching
Romania take on USA in rugby.
Yeah, the Romanians got up, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
22-20.
Wow, geez, you know your stuff.
I am the founder of all knowledge. I started shouting then. I didn't know what I was going to say. So
he's like, loud noises.
I am the founder of all rugby knowledge. Ask me for a... tell me a rugby player's name.
Jonah Lomu.
Heard of him.
Okay, there you go.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
If I said someone you hadn't heard of, were you still going to say heard of him?
Well, technically, I've heard of them once you'd said them. Yeah, exactly. Name an obscure rugby player you don't think I know.
Who does...
From the 90s.
Come on.
I'll do one. Okay, from the 90s, a player that you won't know.
Is he going to be a North Harbour player?
It's hard, actually. I thought Glenn Turner for a second, but you wouldn't know.
Yeah, of course I know Glenn Turner. South Africa, Ireland, do you want to start with that? That was a big one. That was 3 in the morning, New Zealand kickoff time.
Well, for some of us, it was 7:30 in the morning, hungover.
Watched New Zealand at 7 p.m., then Australia at 9:45, so that finished like around midnight.
Yeah.
So I slept for like 2.5 hours.
Yeah, no.
On the couch.
I didn't do that.
And then I woke up.
I stayed at my buddy's house till about 1-ish. Oh,
scary noises.
Yeah, scary noises. 1-ish, and then I got an Uber home, and then...
You're supporting the whole Uber economy, aren't you?
You got an Uber home, they got Uber Eats delivered to my house, which I didn't need.
How is it you're so incredibly liberal and I'm so incredibly stingy?
We're different people.
We are different people.
Absolutely. You know,
I made $41 for free the other day.
Well, okay. We're not going to timestamp this for the start of the rugby chat, by the way. How did you make $41?
From the TAB.
Oh, I laid a bet on it, which I don't usually do, but yeah, right. Go on.
So, I opened a TAB account years ago because I thought the Hurricanes were going to get up and win Super Rugby, and they did. I bet that start of the season before they played a game, and that came home. Won myself a few hundred dollars. I took all the money out except for a little bit.
Yeah.
Kept like $50 in the account. Yeah. And I just kind of put a little dabble here, a little dibble there, and then every now and again they would send me messages like, oh, do you want a $5 free bet? And I would always use those free bets.
Yeah.
I would never use my own money. I was just
And
I made a few hundred dollars off it. And they stopped doing that.
Yeah, they did something
for a long time. But then they sent me a text the other day. If you put $100 on your account, we'll give you a $50 bonus bet. And I was like, hell yeah, I'll take your free money. So I put my $100 in. Although there's a new rule. I don't know if it's new, but if you put $100 in, you can't just take it out until you've gambled that money.
All right, okay.
So I wasn't aware of that.
All right.
But I had more than $100 in the account anyway. So I put $100 in.
You got them.
They got the free bet. I took my $100 back out, and then I put the free bet on France to beat Argentina with a seven-point start. So if they'd lost narrowly, I still would have won.
That
made me $41. Well done. Thank you, TAB.
I put a... Because I very rarely punt.
Me as well.
And me and my mate, we were like...
I like punting with their money.
Yeah, well, it was after the ABs game, and he's a big ABs fan. I was like, well, let's make it interesting for the Australia-Wales game. So we bet on Australia to win, but then for Callaway to score. Oh, put 50 bucks in, would have got 100.
So close.
So close.
Fingertip close.
I think we got would have got 148 back.
Wow.
And the other two outside backs scored. So that was irritating. It wasn't irritating that they scored, but it was irritating it wasn't Callaway. And he was almost there.
Yeah.
Gamble responsibly, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I only do it genuinely for fun and preferably with their money whenever they offer me some kind of free
My mate
bet.
Gave me $25, so we went in halves on it. So it was fun.
Okay.
You know.
Second time around, let's go South Africa, Ireland.
Was that on this weekend, was it?
3 o'clock in the morning.
Ba-boom.
Loftus was packed.
Yes, very passionate crowd.
Very loud atmosphere.
I noticed that the...
All crowds this weekend were pretty pumping.
Yeah, I noticed that the African warriors that they get to go out there, they were doing like pukanas and all sorts of stuff.
I missed all of that because I literally roll out of bed at 3 when they're kicking the ball off.
Yeah, okay.
So people were saying the anthems were great. I didn't see them.
I fast saw the anthems. Mm. Yeah. I'm not South African.
So. But
apparently it was amazing. I saw Rian Lowe said that his eyes were full of tears.
Okay.
While he was singing it. Should we sing the New Zealand national anthem and see if we...
definitely should not.
Hell
of a start for South
Africans. Oh my God.
2 minutes. The hands.
You know what was worrying me? I spent the last 6 months giving them so much crap about being boring. And then I thought to myself, what's this? What is this? What am I going to give them shit about now? Yeah. It was beautiful.
Yeah, I know.
It was stunning.
They had multiple times where you saw like Khaleesi out in the back line or Peter Stetutoy out in the back line, one-handed offloads.
Very, very kind of Kiwi kind of big outside backs in the tram lines. That's like Kieran Reid down the tram lines was something we saw for many, many years. So they having those guys with great skill execution and... Yeah, really beautiful rugby. In that first half, I know that it probably didn't get the rewards that much on the score sheet, but they bullied the Irish. Mm. They really, really did. I thought they were really dominant, and they played with speed and with skill and expansive. It must have caught the Irish on the hop. I certainly was not expecting it. But then I thought in the second half, it was more, they reverted a little bit more to type in terms of that traditional... way that they play, which is still so, especially when that bomb squad came on, it was like...
Oh, that was nuts when they were just like, the ref was like, right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you guys are off.
Yeah.
Like, you know, usually it's 1, where you go, not usually followed by another 5 guys.
I see 1 or 2 new faces here. I'm the referee. It's
hilarious. It's 2 minutes in, the Curly Aaron's goes in for the first one. That was
lovely
like
try.
Faf to Creel to Khaleesi to Curly Aaron's. That was peachy.
Yeah, really, really nice try. Quite, and you know, just they've got something about little nippy wingers with headgear.
And he's one of them.
He sure is.
But that was the only try of the South Africans for the first half. Pollard's boot was a little bit off.
I was like watching it going,
what? You're like, wait. So they're flicking the ball like that with the forwards in the back line. And they've got a guy missing goal kicks.
The guy who did not miss.
You're New Zealand in disguise.
All
you need now is a regular line out throw.
And then a guy in commentary going, bonfa. For a guy that did not miss a kick at the World Cup. Am I right? He didn't miss a kick.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah,
he was just.
Hey, Andre, you could have saved a couple of those misses for the World Cup final. Yeah, would have really appreciated that, pal. But some of them weren't even particularly difficult.
No, that's
not a great weekend for kickers all around for the most part.
No, there's a few missed kicks out
there. What do you put that down to? Just a bad night with the boots.
Sometimes it happens.
I guess so. Yeah.
I mean, Dunedin's always been one of those ones that some players find a bit funky, but there's no excuse. Yeah. Like Andre Pollard at Loftus. The dude used to play for the Bulls.
Yeah. That was really, really odd.
But the Irish did hit back. They took, like, it took a pretty special effort to get that first try.
Yeah, I thought
like
that
too. They had been hammering for a while and getting a lot of nothing. Like, there was once where they were like, we're not going to go for poles, we'll go for more. Then they got advantage and they went for the tap and they got no pay for that.
Yeah, and I was like, learn from Leinster.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on, get your points. It's test match in Loftus. Get your three.
They had that crazy Sheehan who's like on one leg behind the back, James Lowe into touch and then to that new guy, Osborne, who'd looked a little bit skittish really early on but kind of came into the game.
Yeah, I honestly thought that was Like, it was incredible skill and a great try, but it was a touch arsey.
Yeah.
Like, and they were going absolutely nowhere after multiple phases on their line. They weren't creating anything that was looking remotely.
South Africa didn't look like conceding.
And then...
and if not for that...
What's his name? The halfback, the...
Casey,
sorry. Mm. Just a bridge of doom sort of pass, like, and just a piece of... You know, those are such a 50-50 pass. Yeah. You know, and then... Lowe keeps it in, and it's a great try, but it's not exactly beautifully constructed. They haven't manipulated the defense to
just go with that relentless pressure where you can feel like it's coming. It's coming. This time it didn't feel like it was coming, and it was like, oh, shit.
It was weird. They were on their line, but it almost felt like it was against the run of play.
Yeah, it was bizarre.
Yeah. Then I thought that they just really looked way more dominant than the Irish in that first half.
But then second half, there's this huge period with not much scoring. Like, I mean, Pollard misses at least another couple of kicks.
Khaleesi's, can we just talk about Khaleesi's collision with...
With Henshaw. Oh, that was hefty.
Brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal. I don't think I've ever seen Khaleesi make that sort of putting a man on his ass like
that. I've seen him do that with like ruck cleanouts before. Yeah. He'll blow guys away, but out in that kind of field position... blow him out. You know what I mean. Don't make everything sexual.
He'll beat off all those guys.
But yeah, he smoked him. He smashed him.
He pulverized him. Okay, so why are we so immature? Okay, so
what's his wee business?
What was I going to say?
It was surprising he didn't go off for an HIA.
Yeah, it looked like... Because he blew the whistle immediately going, that guy...
We didn't look at him.
That guy's fucked.
Basically.
Yeah.
It's on your channel, right?
Yeah,
he was fucked.
So it was... And I thought he played pretty solid the whole game, really, Khaleesi. Yeah. Until he got taken off with the
with the half of the forward pack. More than half of the forward pack.
It's just crazy.
Next try was Colby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
James Lowe had like a bit of magic and a bit of doom in this game.
The try that he scored that got disallowed, I was like, it felt as a neutral, you're like, oh, this is great. This is awesome. It's all tied back up. This is fantastic.
Wait, remind me what happens with that one?
Where there's a turnover at the ruck.
That's right, but Kelleher pushes it back with like his leg when he's off.
Well, he drives over the ball. He gets dominance over the ball.
And they rule that he's flicked it back.
And like as he's fallen to the ground, it hits his foot and rolls back. But I think that sort of thing happens at any other ruck at any other time. It's play on. Because if you looked at any ruck long enough, you're going to find stuff. But yeah, so it was unfortunate, but it was what it was. And he did something, you know, he was a big part of that first try. Mm. And the try that wasn't a try was a beautiful run that he did.
He set up a bad try as well at the end?
I think so. The final pass. Yeah. So, but
real mixed bag.
But what was your take on RG Snyman?
He smoked Casey, didn't he?
Really bad. Like after the ball had left his hands, he interfered with his hands to pass the ball, and the ball's gone. Then he takes him well past where the ruck was, and like drills him into the ground to the point where he's concussed a mother. Like
Snyman did that for Munster as well against Glasgow.
Yeah, that
he
seemed...
smoked one of the tens, and there was a bit of handbags from it. He just loves smoking the guy.
I know, but that seemed malicious. Like the guy was, he didn't have the ball, so.
Ford's hitting backs have just let go of the ball or something.
He drove him back 3 or 4 meters and then drove him into the ground, clearly didn't have the ball. Like, I was just like, if that was the other way around, I'm sure the South Africans would be up in arms about it.
But when he's on your team, you love that
guy. I guess so, but don't want massive injury.
I remember when it happened in the Glasgow Munster game. Glasgow got penalised despite the fact that Snyman had smacked the Glasgow guy because the next Glasgow guy came in.
Yeah, right.
He was like, what the hell are you doing? You know, there was a bit of handbags and they said that it was the next man in that caused it.
The South Africans had advantage at that stage, so that's what the penalty was. Right. And then, I know, and then they kicked it out and
but
it blow.
Didn't quite make touch.
So that could have been a big call if he said, hey, mate, that was completely unnecessary. Kind of you drove him 3 metres past the ball.
What did you think about the actual pass, though?
Because... him trying to keep him in.
The Irish fans are sure that his hand was still on the ball as his foot hit touch.
The problem is that there is no conclusive
tell from that camera angle.
It seems as though that they're just there's the medic or physio right in the way where you were going to see with the South African one, perfectly positioned. Yeah. And it's
just hard to.
But
tell.
It, like when on the final angle where you can't see it past this thing and his foot's on the ground, you're like his hand must still be on it, but there's no shot.
You can't tell, it's because you can't tell how the distance from something. Where it's, when your camera angle's there,
I can see how.
See it conclusively. If it's on field, try.
Most likely he was probably still touching it, but it went up. Went up as a try, and it's got to be conclusive.
That's the thing; it has to be put the mortgage on it conclusive.
Right? Yeah. So there were two 50-50 calls, like the ruck, and then that they both went towards South Africa. Both you can argue, correct as well. There's no reason, like the playing the ball on the ground run is technically correct. Mm. The not having a shot is still technically correct, but you're still thinking, oh, boy, those calls could have gone either way. The RG Snyman one for me, that...
You didn't like that one?
I didn't like it. I like a big smashing, but massive guy on a smaller guy.
If that was Finau smashing Fyff de Klerk, you would have loved that every second of the way.
Probably.
Yeah, exactly right.
Probably, but then I could also imagine him going, "Poop."
Yeah.
But as a reviewer, that's 10 minutes in the bin. Yeah, exactly.
I shouldn't use Finau as an example because he's a Pacific Island heritage, so you're more likely to get pinged if that's the case than if you're a Caucasian.
Oh, that's a hot take.
Oh, come on, that's true.
Oh, yeah, whoa. Controversy corner from...
Fiji, Samoa,
come on. If it's a Fijian or Samoan, absolutely. Yeah. Especially if they're playing for Fiji or Samoa.
Yeah, refs are like, I got to taunt him when it's an all black one. He's wearing a black jersey. I can't penalise him, but he's a Pacific Islander.
He's representing INEOS.
What do I do?
The brand.
It's an interesting one because... South African fans get a lot of grief online for being moaners about the ref. We got a lot of grief after the World Cup for whinging about the TMO at the World Cup final.
Being overly involved.
Basically. And now Irish fans are getting a bit of a stick for all the... They're having a few words about the officiating in this game.
There'll be a time this year.
Every team has those games where you just think, man, that's bullshit.
Yeah, exactly.
That's just rugby.
Yeah, and you have your bias. You go in, you go... Ugh.
Yeah.
There was a shocker against the Warriors this week where a guy got hit late.
Save the leak.
Okay,
save it.
We'll talk about it later.
Colby scores. It's a thing of beauty, though. If you take the TMO drama out of it.
All effort.
And the fact that he's chasing that.
Yeah, chasing it like a demon.
It's just a kick for touch.
Yeah.
That, like, 99 times out of 100, Pollard just puts it into Rozier, and that's, you know.
Pollard left his boots somewhere.
Apparently. So maybe Colby was like, fuck this guy.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to run. Who knows what
he's
doing? I've
never seen him kick like this before. I might be on here, lads.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and that's a huge moment.
Absolute game changer.
I thought that was game.
Yes, the Irish looked dead and buried after that one.
What's the score then? 27-13 or something?
Not quite 27 because it's 20 because they get the penalty try later.
Yeah, that's right. The penalty try with the new pack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After the Colby's try, then Murray gets the try.
Yeah.
Conor Murray gets the one. That was one of the few moments where South Africa's defense looked a bit soft because it was just like a little pop pass. I think it was Bielem, Kelleher goes through the middle. It
looked as though they just switched off for a second.
Yeah, just for a second, and Ireland punished.
Yeah, and Ireland had definitely got enough to punish.
So that brought them back into the game, but then the restart, James Lowe's I'm going to not let that go dead.
Yeah, that was a big moment.
Someone was like, oh, because he thought Cheslin Colby was going to say, come on, that was going dead. Even Cheslin Colby ain't catching that one.
Yeah, that was silly.
That was going dead for days.
Yeah. I guess when you're...
A pressure moment.
You're in a position where you're thinking, catch the ball, get under it.
Well, wait a minute, and then by the time you're thinking about it, then
you're like, oh my God, I've absolutely screwed the pooch here.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never been a test match winger.
Neither.
In front of 70,000
I did stand near James Lowe at a college rifles game when he was injured for the Chiefs. So I'm almost there.
Yeah, it's pretty much like...
Pretty close.
Yeah,
he was
absolutely.
On crutches and I wasn't, so...
Right, fantastic.
I was probably in a better position to catch a high
ball.
Yeah,
well,
than
I had a chat with former All Black Anthony Borich today. So that basically makes me an All Black now,
almost,
doesn't it?
Almost, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. But not a back. My guy was a back.
Oh, my guy was a lock.
So there you go.
Yeah.
But then penalty try, they just scrum penalty try, and then...
So you're basically saying you get osmosis skill from anyone you're near?
I'm just talking absolute bollocks.
I'm okay with that, Mark. I'm okay with that. You talk your shit. But yeah, well, that great, was a monstrous scrum. great test match. I think the right team won. I think.
But then, like, they were dead and buried with that penalty try, and then Baird's just like, no. Let's just score one more try just to make it squeaky bum time.
Yeah, it just it got really lively at the end.
Yes.
And you're like, what?
The tries, like there's one in the second minute, one in the 34th, then 64, 74, 77, 78. Like it's madness at the end.
Yeah. Do you reckon there's a bit of fatigue out there or just...
I mean, maybe. The Irish lineup was shocking.
Oh, I thought the Irish discipline was pretty poor throughout. Yeah. What's the name, has his kicking boots on. Sorry, Pollard has his kicking boots on.
Comfortable.
The game isn't really close at all. And it's weird that he didn't have his kicking boots on. I thought he went to bed in them. It was.
People are saying that if it was Marnie Lubbock, he would have been crucified by the South African
absolutely.
Fans. But because it's Pollard, because he's won World Cups, it's like, hey, he can have a free pass.
Yeah, and also, strength of CV, basically. Yeah, like,
if Dan Carter had an off day, he's still Dan Carter.
Yeah.
Whereas if it's like Stephen Donald, you're like, he sucks shit.
Or even Carlos Spencer, when he had an off day with a boot, they were like,
can't trust Carlos.
It's a showboat.
Yeah.
Get him out. But a great test match, though, I thought, for the most part. Definitely the right team won in my eyes. It'll be interesting. I don't think the Irish played their best. I really don't.
I like the fact that they just kept coming back, though.
Yeah, they stuck in it, eh?
Other teams, I think, maybe fault.
Yeah. Yeah, especially with that, how physically bet up they got in that first half. And I was thinking to myself, God, this South African team looked scary when they were... when they were throwing it wide, like they were doing it with like high execution and skill. Like they were very cohesive, and there were a few moments there I was thinking, this is a dangerous looking team. This is not.
So next week there's no Sheehan.
Mm-hmm.
We just looked it up just before we started.
Big loss
ACL potentially, and then Craig Case is also going to be out, so there's no Jameson Gibson-Barker, because he didn't go on tour. Now there's no Craig Casey, so maybe Connor Murray starts.
Yeah, right. I thought Casey played pretty well.
He did.
Yeah. But yeah, being behind a pack that was in a pretty big physical battle and not always having up front dominance.
Good game.
Yeah, it was a good game.
Apart from the kickoff time, that sucks. Next time, have your games a bit later, please.
You know what you can do, though, mate? You can wake up and watch it.
I could do.
But you can't get your...
I like to do the videos. So I don't like to risk spoilers.
All right. Well, and also...
I'm pretty good at avoiding them, but even like... I like to look up the stats at halftime.
Oh, you can't do that.
You can't do that because they've moved on.
Yeah, exactly. You would see the actual result. I just put my phone down next to me.
Yeah.
Or just don't take it to my...
The amount of people I see commenting on YouTube, like, oh, the YouTube highlights spoiled the result for me. Like, what the fuck are you doing on YouTube? That's your problem.
Why are you on...
Why don't you go watch the game? If you've got time to bitch about this, go watch the game. I mean, they shouldn't put it in the thumbnail. I get it.
Do they put the score in the thumbnail?
Sometimes. But sometimes it's just like a celebrating player.
The way that the YouTube UI works now is if you accidentally hover over someone, it starts playing.
Yeah, so I've been,
and you've screwed the score for me a couple of times.
Yeah, again, get off YouTube.
There's nothing worse. There is absolutely nothing worse than being excited about a game that you weren't able to watch. And then someone spoiling it, and not just spoiling it to a point where you know your team lost and maybe lost badly. And you're just like, you go from looking forward to it, really anticipating it, to having it spoiled and also being disappointed about the fact that you just lost everything.
You don't even get to go through that process. Yeah. Brutal.
Don't get the exciting kickoff or whatever.
New Zealand also played England.
Yeah, did they?
The first game of Razor.
Interesting.
Do people know that his name is Robertson? A lot of people seem to call him Robinson, like Robinson Crusoe. It ain't that name. It's Robertson. Like his name is Robert, like Robert the Bruce, but then with his son.
Can you explain that one more time for me? So it's like Robinson, did you say?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Cool.
I wish Robin, people would keep calling him Robinson. Like that does not grow my gears
like
at all.
Robin like the bird? If you think Razor Robinson's era is going to be great, comment below that you think old Robinson's going to do it well.
Why do I give away things that grind my gears? I shouldn't do that.
Oh, Robbie Robinson, eh? Can you pass me a beer there, sir?
Okay, Robbie.
Can I just say?
We won.
We're a bit lucky.
Bro, I used that word, lucky, and some people seem to take offense to that word.
I think a one. I think anyone who gets a 1-point win is lucky.
You can be lucky. Yeah. Why?
That is luck. There is a big hunk of luck in there with multiple missed kicks. A 1-point win is lucky. It is lucky as it's as razor thin as you possibly can be.
I watched that game after the way the game concluded with that messy breakdown. I was like, "Ooh, we're a bit lucky." Yeah. That was my first reaction. We're a bit lucky. And some people were like, "Luck's got nothing to do with it, you piece of shit." Like,
we're just better.
God. Take it easy.
I think we were, first game performance, it felt like, a bit.
Big time.
Some really lovely little moments. I thought we were actually the better team in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, which ended up as a 10-all, but they were the better team in the second half.
Oh, for sure. It's weird because I looked at all the stats prior to the game, as I'm like to do, and I was like, I noticed this trend. I was like, England do really well in the start of the second half. Like they tend to score a lot of points in the start. So whatever they're doing at halftime seems to be working a treat. And it was true in this game as well.
Yeah.
They came out of the blocks.
They did. And I thought they played well pretty much for the majority of the game. We had that little roll-on period.
They tried the high balls early and D-Mac was like,
D-Mac was and then great under got the high this. Ball.
They weren't really hitting them to Pedro Feta. They were hitting them to D-Mac and Jordy. So that was fine. No problems with the high balls. But the rush defense was fucking blitzing.
It was blitzing.
The All Blacks kept trying to go around it. They kept throwing really deep passes. Go back 20 meters.
That's right.
And then we'll see if we can get around them. Sometimes it worked, and other times it was like, oh, we're going backwards.
Yeah, we didn't feel like we were earning the right to go forwards. Like, D-Mac was sitting right in the pocket.
Yeah.
And then trying to find a way around. And we were losing. We weren't making the advantage line so often. And that's what led to that penalty that was that really frustrating penalty at the end of the first half.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We were just sitting back in the pocket, going back, you know, 3.5 meters. And
everybody
in
the crowd's like, kick the fucking thing out.
Kick it out. And
did
then,
you hear the post-match press conference?
He's just like,
the first thing the player said when they came to the chairs was, we should have kicked it out. Like,
You should have. So... It was interesting. They mentioned the fact that they had really analyzed the fact that they had a really quick rush defense outside in, and they needed to basically create a bit of space for them to try and get it to their flanks, and there'd be a bit of space out there, which is great in theory, but first game of the season, just not as new partnerships, not quite as cohesive. We had that the try from Sevier Reese. That was our best period of rugby.
That was just like we went through a bunch of phases.
It just looked nice.
It looked slick.
Lovely All Black
rugby.
That
was All Blacks rugby. Yeah, exactly. I mean, the final cross kick, D-Mac to Reese, but I mean, there'd been some big like Patrick Tupulotu in the build up, but
a couple of
big
carries
from
him.
Yeah, exactly. So
quick clean outs, quick ball.
If the All Blacks can channel more of that, I think we'll be all right.
Yeah.
But at other times, it didn't quite look that flash.
No, it was just a lot of getting stuck behind the game line.
Yeah.
I
thought TJ was all right. His service was pretty quick compared to what, I mean, we've got the boots of Aaron Smith.
We're in a post Aaron Smith world.
I felt like it slowed down a bit when Christie came on, but that was also just the game, I think. I don't think it was just about Christie.
My mate I was watching it with, he just turned to me on time and he was just like, I miss Aaron Smith.
like
he was just had that rocket pass that could get us into any position we really wanted to. He was just such an attacking dynamic threat. And if you forgot to pay attention to him, he had the ability to snipe away.
That's true.
We don't have anyone nearly of that class. Like Cameron Roygaard, we had a lot of high hopes for. He's not in the team right now. We'll have to wait to the end of the year to probably see him. And now we've got
TJ's out. Bro, that looked awful.
Yeah.
Like his legs next to that ruck. And then
two blokes on him.
It's George Martin, who's instead of writing Game of Thrones, he's playing rugby for some reason. And he's
finished the books!
He's clearing out Scotty Barrett.
Yeah.
And they both, that's like 250 kilos, just land on his leg. But it's not, it's like that incident with Michael Leach against Japan the other week, with Japan the other week against England. Like it just wasn't quite planted.
Yeah.
If his foot's fully planted, going to break like this Timu pen.
It was bad enough for him to have to go off and also for them to be out for the thing. So,
but apparently he's not out too long. They've said next game definitely.
But they got three blokes in. Now we've got three untested. So Cortez Ratama will probably get his first test.
Noah Hotham's been called in, Ratama would be the bench guy, I think, with Christie starting.
There was an interesting argument, and I thought the English had a really decent point there, like Jamie George at some A. He mentioned the fact that when he, like, it's unfortunate he got injured, and then the referee blew his whistle as soon as he saw it. The referee was like, ouch.
Yeah.
But in the process of him getting hit, he puts the ball down before the whistle had gone in front of him to knock on. And then the scrum went to the All Blacks. And Jamie George was like, no. He's knocked the ball on before you've blown the whistle. And he's like, yeah, but he got injured. He's like, that's unfortunate, but it doesn't change the fact that he has knocked the ball
technically
on.
Technically correct.
Yeah, exactly. And the Georgian was just like, no, but he got injured. You know, it's ouchy.
Yeah.
You know, like kind of like it was like a high school ruling or something like that. Or like,
I feel sorry for him. So
yeah.
Couldn't possibly rule against him. Look at that. It was nasty. Look at it on the big screen.
Yeah. So Italian.
He's Italian for some reason.
Hey, Mamma Mia, Mamma Mia. Luigi.
Yeah. Did you watch the Samoa game?
Oh, God. Okay, we'll get to that later.
We were literally doing Mario commentary.
Yeah, that was a strange broadcast.
Toje got a try. A nice line out, couple phases, and then...
Mario, he played well.
He was in my team of the week.
Mm. I watched the first half of that. I was like, did a single All Black make the team of the week?
I got Reece and Perfetta.
Okay, right. So. Perfetta. Oh, yeah, Perfetta's setting up that try for Artie.
He beat Jamie George. Not Jamie George. Ben Earl.
Ben Earl, you're doing my thing. And Ben Earl is a ferocious.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of to get round tasty them, little footwork.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and he
that was nice.
Ran it a lot and looked sharp. He looked confident. I mean, they subbed him, I think, on 52 minutes, I think, with the message basically, Bodie, go and kick the ball a lot.
And Bodie did well.
Yeah.
And I thought during that first half, I was like, they got that try where I felt like the All Blacks just didn't respond very well after they scored that first try, and they got a few calls their way, and then Maratoji, you know, got a push or like the pick and go try.
Yep.
But for that, most of the first half, I thought that we were one or two passes away from breaking
them. Yeah. We were definitely.
And I just thought the try kind of felt
a little bit against the run of play. Yeah. We looked like we were more likely scoring if our lineout could get right or hold on to the ball a bit more.
Just felt like we were waiting for things to click.
Yeah, again.
And they went the opposite way of clicking in the second half. That's right. Clunky.
Second half, England come out. Faye Wilboso gets that try out wide. Nice. England do well, compact the New Zealand defense. It's a pretty simple one to run in for them. And they're in front, 15-10.
That's right. And
but that's the final scoring for England.
Yeah.
47 minutes. You need to score more than that.
How many kicks did Marcus Smith miss? Two?
Both. I think both kickers were 2 from 5.
That's ugly.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Because D-Mac missed both conversions and I think one penalty.
Yeah.
Because he got timed out with one. I don't think that might have counted as a miss. that was brutal.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Well, I'm surprised there's no clock on the... Countdown most clock or anything have a, like that. A timer on the screen.
Yeah. Well... I don't
People
know.
People giving D-Mac all kinds of shit. Too busy smiling.
Yeah.
And nothing to smile about now, you dipshit. People don't like his smile.
Oh, I don't care.
It's just a visualization thing. He's just he's smiling. He's going to a happy place.
Yeah,
he's like
Happy Gilmore. Yeah. I like the scene in Happy Gilmore where Shooter McGavin infiltrates his happy place and like starts doing his grandma.
Yeah. He's getting beers and for his girlfriend and his grandma.
Yeah. But it looked funny as well because he had the little tissue up his nose that was sort of on a hook as well.
Exactly.
But yeah, it was obviously a blue, but thankfully it didn't cost the All Blacks at the end of the day. It was an unpleasant watch though.
Yes.
It was a very nervy watch. It wasn't particularly enjoyable.
Seeing Reece smashing good George Furbank was quite satisfying.
Oh, yes. It looked like he got right on the ball there afterwards to get a turnover.
Yeah.
But
kicked a 50-22 as well. Reece. He was on
played
fire.
Pretty well. I felt like Caleb Clark was a little hard done by not to get into the squad, but into the 23.
Seve Reece's performance looked pretty justified.
Yeah, it did. It did. Tialia still looks dynamite.
It's funny because I was looking at Tialia's numbers. I was like, I know Talia did a lot. He had a lot of carries. And he beats a lot of guys. But then I looked at his numbers and I was like, why are his run meters so low? And it's because they only count them going forwards. All
right.
Like, he has so many runs where he's like going sideways. But then he doesn't really get that far forward. Yeah,
he had a couple of
little kind of, not full on breaks. But
he's got to get a little bit of space on him. Yeah, like, you do not want to be up against that guy one on one.
That's right. Line out was a bit dodgy.
Yeah.
Morrow was a big part of
that. I thought our scrum was still pretty good.
Scrum looked solid. I mean, they had to bring on some child, Finn Baxter.
It looked like one of those things when you put your daughter, you put one of your kids or something through one of those aging apps or something.
To make them an adult.
Yeah, exactly.
And they still look a bit childish.
Yeah. He was, just a big old baby. It was weird, because I got a message on my boys' chat, and my mate Aaron was like, is that fucking guy 8? he doesn't even look like a young teenager. He looks
like a child.
He looked like just out of nappies. Very odd.
Man, he did it right.
Yeah, boy, hung in there with the
all 60-odd minutes of rugby on his debut.
Not bad for a 7-year-old. Yeah.
Exactly. What were you doing at 7?
Yeah.
Still shitting your pants.
Yeah, shitting my pants and smearing against the walls.
A win is a win.
Yes, a win is a win.
A little bit tinny.
It wasn't convincing, but I think
Was that England's chance to get the win?
Their best chance to get the win. They've definitely got a chance next week.
Right.
But it was definitely their best chance to get us on the hop. It felt as though that we were still trying to
take an A.
Oh yeah.
If Marcus Smith gets one more kick.
We're a new combinations, new coaching system, all that sort of stuff. I know that Borthwick came out and rattled off how many caps that they had versus how many caps they had, but I feel it's like a very new All Black team. Maybe an unpopular take. I thought Artie Sevier was a little bit missing for long periods of the game.
He didn't make my team of the week.
Yeah.
I don't even think he was on my honourable mentions list, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it just didn't seem to be featuring overly much. Maybe still trying
scored
to get
a
up.
Try.
Scored it. Yeah. Caught the ball and ran over. Yeah. I think he made one turnover.
Papaliti made a few tackles, but other than that, wasn't overly present.
Would be nice to see.
Rico was getting a bit of stick for not being a world class 13.
Oh, okay. Everyone likes to give him shit, though, don't they?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah, I think he's good. I like him. We like you, Rico. You like him?
He's all right.
I like him. Good on your rigs. But yeah, I thought I was happy for Pettifetta getting having a bit of form. What do you do, by the way, mate? 10, 15, 3 players. Start 2, bench 1.
Huh?
So, with Pettifetta, Bowden, and D-Mac, 10, 15.
I wouldn't be surprised if they put Bodie at 15 for the game 2.
Really?
Mm.
And Pettifetta on the bench?
Mm. I think would be a bit harsh.
Yeah.
And I saw Pettifetta's interview after the game. Basically, he just said he says he went out and thought he played all right. And he wanted to treat it like it might be the only opportunity if it gets to start. You know what I mean? So I think it's the second start for the All Blacks. And he played in Japan, but a first real big game for him.
And then that.
Yeah, no disrespect to Japan, but you know what I mean? The Japan team would have been.
What he's trying to say is you're shit, Japan. That's what he's trying to say.
I hate the Japanese people.
Little Japan.
Yes, there you go. You remember that one, huh?
Yeah. Oh, a little Japan.
Still bigger than New Zealand.
Much, 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 much bigger.
Both by population and land mass, yes.
Surface area.
By GDP as well.
I'd say so.
Just a wee bit.
Yeah, exactly. And you got much better anime than we do here in New Zealand.
That's true. Apparently Japan
still has... Do we have any anime?
Japan still has some really archaic practices, though. Like, everyone thinks Japan's, real futuristic, but, if you go to the bank, they still need to, stamp shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's a real, ATMs charge all kind of stupid fees that everyone else has done away with.
You know one thing I always thought that would be cool when you were an adult, when I was a kid?
What did you think was cool?
What would be cool? I was like, having a checkbook.
Never probably got that, did you?
I never got a checkbook.
No. Checks went by the way of the dodo.
Yeah, exactly. I remember mum. Well, she is my mum.
Whipping it out,
like at the supermarket, like running a checkout for like $178 or something. You know?
You guys were buying some groceries back in the day.
Oh, there's a lot of kids.
How many kids in the O'Sullivan family?
4 children.
Well, Irish.
It's not that, man. That's pretty small for our Catholic family, to be honest with you.
True.
Yeah.
Australia played Wales.
Australians, oh, let us rejoice.
It started with a win.
For we are young and free.
Under Joe Schmidt.
Oh, no, it's not young and free. You don't say young and free anymore.
Oh.
You say one and free.
Really?
Yeah, because it was culturally
insane. Ageist.
No. Because the Aboriginal people and Torres Strait Islanders
are not young.
They are one of the oldest civilizations in the world.
Huh.
Thousands and thousands of years.
I never thought young meant like we're young as a country.
We are young. Like we're, meant like, you know how like the treaty, like New Zealand and Australia in terms of when they were colonized.
Yeah, pretty late in the piece.
They're baby nations.
True.
1842. Was that when the Treaty of Waitangi was held? So it's around that sort of time, 19th century. So you're very young. But so that was a, you know, we're a young nation, all that sort of thing. But it's,
but there's been people there for a long time.
Yeah, there's been people there for a long time, and they're just as much Australian as anyone else. So
okay, that makes sense.
They changed that to one and free.
Okay.
We are one and free, with gold and soil and wealth for toil. Well, what does that mean? And wealth for toil. Our home is girt by sea.
Gold mining.
I like girt. That's a good old word. You know, girt is a word that they use in Somerset quite a lot.
Can I tell you what my son my son said today?
No, you can.
So, like, my son, first day of school holidays, both my kids are home. I'm doing Team of the Week, which is a bitch of a video to prepare in terms of, like, what happened in all the games. Go back and rewatch a bit and get all the fucking stats.
A lot of Samoans made your team.
I know, two Samoans made my team.
Like, I shouldn't say that's a lot then.
So, but I got to get all the stats and I got to re-familiarize myself with everything. So it takes, like, it's quite time consuming to edit up all the little player images and all that crap. So it takes a while.
Yeah.
Compared to just sitting in front of a whiteboard. It's a little bit more work.
Aye, aye, Captain.
So my kids were largely very well behaved all day, playing with each other, keeping each other entertained while I did that.
Yeah.
And then right as I was going to shoot the video, I was like, right, what do you guys want to do? And they're like, we want to play a board game. And that should have been a red flag because, of course, that's going to end in arguments.
Yeah.
Board
Garrett!
So after I still didn't hear anything, but when I finished, I'm like, how you guys doing? And they've separated. They're in their own rooms and they're both looking grumpy. And I went, Alice, what happened? And she's like, oh, he was cheating. He was
cheating.
Garrett, what happened? And he's like, well, she thinks I was cheating. And he just looked at me and said, codswallop. And I was like, fuck, what are you, 80? God, you're supposed to be 8.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's because he's read, like, I think it's a David Williams book where one of the one of the characters just like his like,
it's codswallop. Bloody codswallop, that.
I don't think I've ever spoken to someone who's just said, codswallop. Talking about a sister. He wanted to say bullshit.
Yeah.
But he used, codswallop. I was like, damn.
Nice. Give him a high five.
I didn't, but I was thinking to myself, man.
But then you're also just, I've still got to sort out this conflict.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I did. I sorted it out.
But anyway, what do you think the word girt means? So
surrounded by.
No.
Oh.
It sounds, you'd think so, but it actually, like in Somerset, ooh, army farmer, like I'll have a girt big stick, that is. It means, you know, great big. Girt.
Oh.
It's a girt big thing.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
We'll Google it after.
Hold on, we'll Google it now. You talk something about rugby stuff.
Oh, I've got to Google it as well. You might be cheating.
Okay, it was
25-16.
This is a podcast where we look up, yeah, there you go. Girt in southwestern England, Somerset, army farmer. Very large, great. Felt something on me foot and looked down to see a girt spider on it.
The title comes from the line of Australian National Anthem, Advanced Australia Fair. Our home is girt by sea, with girt meaning surrounded by water.
So we're both right. Well, actually, you're right, more right, because we were talking about it in the context. I just thought it was like great big sea around them.
There you go.
But see, look, this is my...
But it's not G-U-R-T, it's G-I-R-T.
I thought it was G-U. I didn't realize there was two different girts.
Girt by C. Goodness gracious me. You shouldn't have showed me your phone. Now you exposed yourself.
My girt is G-U-R-T.
No, girt.
I've never heard of G-I-R-T.
This guy.
And also girt by C. You're not a little island, Australia. Like you.
We're surrounded by water, though, isn't it?
So is everything, technically.
I suppose so.
Yeah. It's massive.
My balls. Surrounded by water.
Apparently. There's some swamp ass going on down there.
25-16, first game for Joe Schmidt.
This is a golden era for Australian and New Zealand rugby.
I felt like the Aussies played it pretty direct.
Yeah, they were
just like, fucking give it to Matt Fassler, let him have a carry. Give it to Taniela Tupou, let him have a carry. Give it to Rob Valtini, let him have a carry. And then when they needed to, they had a few spicy meatballs, Dalgunu, Tom Wright.
Yeah, Tom Wright's try at the end.
Yeah, that was probably the best try of the weekend.
It was the most professional performance I've seen by Australia for a while. They seemed like it wasn't an overly complicated game plan.
They did have a couple of times when they would like try some sneaky around the back shit.
Yeah.
Didn't quite pay off, but it's like, little tease.
Probably not the time to.
No. But it's. I think the foundations are being laid. My optimism levels for Aussie rugby are slowly simmering.
How did you feel about Wales in it? Wales stuck in it
for the most. Scrum was getting freaking humped in the first half.
And we've been worried about the Australian scrum. So how bad is that Welsh pack?
Yeah, because if you're not aware, in Super Rugby, the Aussie teams, like even the ones with the Wallaby starting, like the Brumbies, got absolutely monstered by the Crusaders.
Yeah,
and the Crusaders didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah.
So
they were getting monstered by all the New Zealand packs.
So that was troubling to see Wales get as dominated as they did. Sometimes that can just come down to one ref's interpretation, but man, like you could just see that
they were going backwards.
Yeah.
Mm.
But Tupou only played half the game.
Yeah, I think he was a big influence on that. He's a hell of a piece of man meat. I think
they fit.
He's a hell of a piece of man meat, that guy. Yeah. He really, really is. It was nice to see that Hoops got a standing ovation when he came out. There was a nice moment for him.
And it was a sellout in Sydney. First win for them since like 2019 in Sydney.
Yeah, and there are a lot of passionate rugby fans over there who really, really are diehards.
They were interviewing some fans before the game.
Yeah,
you know, the Stan Sports guys. And the people were just like, we just want something we can cheer about. You know, like their expectations were low.
Just give us
something.
Yeah, hopefully they've got a great coach there. Yeah. So hopefully they have got something. It's weird. We don't want them to be the All Blacks, but we're adamantly
pro-rugby.
Pretty much Wallaby fans, you know, when they play anyone now, because it's just been... I remember being a kid.
I hated them.
We hated them so much.
The Gregan team, I fucking hated them.
Yeah, because they won so often. Yep. We were way more worried about them than we were about South Africa for years.
Yep.
And like...
They had the Bledisloe for a long time.
Yeah, and they haven't had it since 2003.
Mm-hmm.
Will Razor lose it to them? Probably not, but maybe. But yeah, no, a pretty professional performance. Tupou
got a try, which was on the base of, like I said, all that direct running. But then Wales did get a nice maul try, and their maul was the one thing
that looked
like,
all right.
That looks all right.
But so clunky on attack when they wanted to actually piece anything together.
They had a lot of young guys, but yeah. I mean, their number nine is in the second game. Their number 10 is like a number 12.
We've been saying that for so long.
Threw it into touch at one point. Yeah. And I was like, what are you doing? And then they had a start of the second half. They had some line-up move where they just, scrum move where they just ended up in touch.
Yeah, and that was just absolutely nothing. They just had a guy run it off the back, pass it to the halfback who just passed it to a wing who got smashed into touch. And you're like,
what's the plan here, bro?
Yeah.
3-22.
Hey, you ask me this question every time we talk about Wales. Do you think they made the wrong decision bringing Gats back?
Yeah, I know, right?
I think they may.
I don't know.
Like, but yeah, it wasn't so great.
Yeah, 1-2 penalty try for Wales. Both sides get yellow cards. Then Dalgunu has a
Mick Wright managed a penalty try.
Yeah, collapsing them all. And then Gareth Thomas, I think, for too many penalties for Wales. Dalgunu scores that weird one where he like slides backwards over the line.
Love a Dewey night.
They did say it was Dewey, and I didn't really believe it because the players are always like, it's a bit wet underfoot. Like, come on, guys, stop dropping the ball, because there was a bit of drop ball. And then Dalgunu's just like, meow. Yeah. I'm like, okay, it is. It's slippery.
I really liked watching there was a guy right on the Australian supporter right on the corner flag. And then he was like, go, just up on his feet. And then he slides and then he sits down on his. On his chair, like, he's been caught short. Then he goes, no, he's got it! Like,
moment of realization.
Yeah. Just the, even in the putting down of the ball, it was a journey. Like, he slid maybe 6 meters. Nice. Yeah, it was
pretty good.
But, you know, that's, you play to the conditions.
Maybe a key moment, Wales get them all, try chalked off, bit of obstruction.
Yeah, that would have been a big moment. There was a captain as well.
Yeah, if they get that one, I think it's a different game.
That was so silly, just because they were going to score that, right? Yeah. He just needed to put his body in the right position. That was a massive
Tom Wright bugger. One's just
woo!
Magic.
Yeah, yeah, really magic. Nice try. Just, you know, it's burning. It's so many things I like, just burning a guy on the outside. A replacement coming on who should have had lots in the tank. Yeah. Who was that?
Tompkins, I think.
Got around Tompkins and then just really like dunk, 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 dunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the double step. Yeah. That's
ankle breaking
and
stuff.
Smiling the
whole time.
Smiling
the whole time.
Wow,
like,
yeah,
I got
this. Yeah, yeah. Suck my fat one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very nice. I'll see you in the steam room afterwards, fellas. Yeah, that was nice. It was nice to see them get a win. Also, once again, it's just so unsurprising watching the Welsh lose. But
I could see the frustration on Aaron Wainwright, the number 8. Like, he had a pretty
good
game.
He looks like the best player.
Like, he had one big moment where there was a line break, and I forget if he knocked it on or if one of the people he passed it who knocked it on. But after there was the Welsh knock on, after they were just getting some go forward, he like fucking slams the ground, just like the frustration.
Is PVAC better than where's PVAC in this story right now? Probably didn't get them to a quarterfinal, maybe.
No, I suppose so.
But boy, oh boy, they got to a quarterfinal against the most woefully coached and prepared Australian side of all time. You know, that was absolutely insane. So maybe it flattered them a little bit.
Maybe, yeah.
You know, they
people were writing Aussie off for like the Lions who are based on that Aussie team, but that's not. I'm not saying the Aussies are great.
Yeah.
And even Joe Schmidt, when they were kind of asking him, they kind of probed him a little bit about the rugby championship after this win, and he's just kind of like, hey.
Yeah, let's not think about it. I don't want to think about the All Blacks in South Africa right now.
Chill out. Let's just keep it real.
I'm really focusing on Argentina at the second.
Exactly. What about Argentina? They lost.
They did lose. One thing I just want to mention about the Australia game was, so 1.3 million people watched that game in Australia.
Ooh.
Which is sounds good, doesn't it? Sounds good.
I'm from New Zealand, so 1 million's a lot. How many watch the NRL?
Okay, to put it in context, the Women's Origin viewership was 2.6 million.
Oh, right. That's Origin.
Women's Origin.
That's Origin.
That's really, really new. Like, that's the first time they've had a 3-game series.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
It was new.
Yeah, maybe. The Wallabies.
That's good, though. Go Women's Origin.
Yeah. You're all over the Women's Origin.
I don't like fucking men's really, but I'll watch the Women's Origin.
Yeah. Oh, Origin Game 3, bloody Suncorp Stadium coming up shortly.
France 28, Argentina 13. Made me $41.
Yes.
Now, if I'd bet on just France, I would have made like 150.
Can I be honest with you about this game?
You didn't watch it.
I watched the highlights.
Oh, yeah.
And they looked like they were tries scored, and there were lots of tries scored by people I didn't recognize. I recognized the uniforms, which was good. I think Gallo was in.
Gajo?
Yeah.
Didn't score a try.
Have you got Simbind or something like that?
No.
Well, something happened where he was included in the highlight.
Okay. Baptiste Seron scored a try. He's the most capped French player in the squad, the halfback.
All right.
He's had 40-odd caps.
Right.
Probably got more caps than quite possibly the rest of the team.
So the understudy to Antoine Dupont.
He's like the former guy, like the guy that got surpassed by Dupont, basically, and then fell behind a couple of other guys as well.
All right.
But did you see his try? He's like, it's a line-out. There's a line-out move. That. The Argentinian line shoots up, and he's just like, well, if I can go through the gap. And then he dinks it through, and then he keeps footballing
it. Oh, yeah.
And then he gets tackled without the ball by Matera, and he's like, I've been tackled.
But then he's like, the ball's still there. Yeah, I did remember saw that.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. There you go. Was there another, the Argentinians got they got tackled without the ball as he was going to go over the line too?
No. Antoine Frisch smashed into
this is hard to do, man. When you've just watched, like, even I was watching the highlights in the background.
Right.
You know, so I'm really grasping at straws to try and give you some hot takes here.
France
feel my
scored.
Skin. Is that a man
who you got hot hands.
Are they gonna get some hot takes? You have fucking cold hands.
I've always got cold hands. I get chilblains.
Yeah, you are some sort of girl's blouse, aren't you?
Chilblains suck.
Yeah, you get little he has to wear woolly socks and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Sucks. He's too tall.
He's a bag of ailments, really, aren't you? You're a sickly child.
I was a sickly child.
What's that?
I was a sickly child. I'm not sick now.
Now you're just
weird.
You get chilblains. You've got that chronic micro penis that didn't used to be a micro penis, but then became a micro penis as you got older. As the testosterone
shrinking penis,
the old shrinking penis syndrome.
Right,
it's turned into a vagina. I heard. You know,
where are you going with this? Trying to steal my pen.
Okay, sorry.
Take your jam.
Sorry. I'll stop talking about your genitals. I know it's a sensitive area for you.
Quite literally.
Oh, dear. Okay, yeah, so I didn't watch a lot of this. Okay. Tell me more about it.
France destroyed the Argentinian scrum.
Mm-hmm.
Although the French didn't have many... Like, they had some second-string guys in their front row, but not uncapped guys.
Yeah, right.
But they were still up against seasoned Argentinian guys.
So it was basically like... France B versus the A.
Partly France B and partly France C up against Argentina, more or less A.
Who's the coach of Argentina now?
Felipe Contepomi.
Oh, right.
So he's the new coach.
Italian.
Well, no, he's Argentinian. But with an Italian surname. He's an Argentinian legend.
Luigi. Sorry. Okay. Is that a bald guy? No.
Yeah, the bald guy. That's it. You know, yeah, it's, yeah, you know, yeah, his face.
Yeah.
But yeah, they just looked a bit listless. I mean, admittedly, they made a few errors, which were like, if they get those moments, they get 2-3 tries.
Yeah.
They had one moment in the corner, which was a great try stopper from Antoine Frisch on his debut. But like Argentina, sometimes we're just like, let's just kick a high ball and see what happens.
Yeah, right.
And sometimes nothing happens from that.
The old South African attack.
So their scrum was a bit rubbish. They dropped a lot of ball. And France with the youngsters just look hungry. So, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. One of the guys from France, this, I forget what his first name, his surname is Atisogbe.
Oh.
19 years old.
Holy smokes.
He's not even that big, but one of the tries, he fucking just barrels through like 3 Argentinian defenders and just like, oh, to score a try.
I can't remember any of this from my highlights. Yeah,
3 Argentinian defenders.
Damn. Just like, poof,
boom, 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 boom. Like kind of as a cluster as well, just like, bam.
A cluster. Punch.
Exactly.
Well done.
28-13 and made me $41. Okay. Thank you, France.
Okay, and wrapping up the rest of the results, the Japanese 15 got one.
I didn't watch that game. They beat the Maori All Blacks 26-14. Did you see any of that?
I haven't seen a second of it.
My dad saw it and said the Maori All Blacks dropped a lot of ball.
Okay.
The
Maori All Blacks don't lose a lot, so.
It's a weird one. Mm. Fiji beat Georgia 21-12, which was not broadcast here in New Zealand.
Fiji beat Georgia?
Over in Georgia.
Okay.
They didn't have a good record over the Georgians, though.
Well, the Georgians won that game last year. Oh, no. Who did the Fijians lose to that they should have beaten at the World Cup after they'd already qualified?
Portugal.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. The USA lost to Romania, like you said.
Because I'm a rugby. Because I am the fountain of all rugby knowledge.
And the one we did watch... was Samoa up against,
but Canada had a game as well.
Oh, sorry, yes, Scotland beat Canada 73-12.
And that was
apparently there were 11,000 fans there in Canada.
Oh, wow,
that's pretty good. And then they see their team. This is a Scottish team, I think they had like 10 guys on debut.
Oh, wow,
like 73-12. That's not a Canadian rugby for the men's is not in a good state. The women's team's all right.
I saw Squidge. Like, for some reason, loves to talk about their Canadian men's team. He really hates
the coach,
Kingsley Jones, which
he's
is the son.
Awful.
Yeah. Why have they still got him?
I just guess they've got no money to pay for anybody else.
Or he's got photos of
or
somebody.
He's got photos of him. He's genuinely just got the worst coaching record. They keep giving him more years on his contract. I genuinely don't understand.
Wait, does the interview as well?
Can't be that. Like, if you know, it's just.
I guarantee we're going to win every game this year.
You're like, all right. Fourth time lucky. Fourth contract lucky.
Really?
Like, I just don't know. Like, I feel like you and me could maybe get a better record with the Canadians.
Well, no, I've said to you before, I'm very uninspiring.
Okay.
Yeah. I
let the players coach themselves if they're going to get a better record. Like, they're the record. They keep
like the French in the 2011 World Cup.
Basically, yeah.
They got to a final.
They did.
Samoa,
Italy. Now, the reason this is a bit funny, and obviously they don't have the same production budgets over in Samoa as they do in some other places.
There was no one there either.
There weren't many fans there. Some of the fans did rock up late.
But then why?
It was a Friday afternoon. I think the kickoff in Samoa was like...
I thought it'd be nuts in Samoa, but...
But it's Friday afternoon and it's still kind of like end of the day.
You know, I reckon they didn't, I reckon they didn't market it and nobody knew until...
Maybe.
Like, yeah.
Some people did rock on. The start of the crowd and the end of the crowd is different.
Yeah, okay.
The commentators did mention some people were rocking up late, but...
We only told them this morning it was on.
There's a few things that were kind of amusing because...
It was absurd.
Like... The camera quality to start with is not fantastic.
It's poor. There's just one. There maybe it's like three cameras trying to cover the whole thing.
Yeah.
There's one, the standard one from the stands.
And a couple of lower angles.
Just, and the low angles were always on the wrong guy.
Yeah, the camera angle was often pointing at the wrong guy.
You can forgive that.
Yeah, that's just, you don't get to do many games like that.
Yeah.
If someone asked me to film a rugby game, I would also get stuff
the,
wrong.
The commentators were of a certain quality.
The commentators were fucking hilarious. Like, they were trying their best to, like, make the Italian names authentic, but just ended up doing, like, the most, like, stereotypical impersonation of Italian accents. Yeah, like, they were literally just going, Fischietti! Maybe that's the way Italian people say Fischietti. Maybe that is genuinely authentic.
Maybe they nailed it.
But it sounded hilarious. And the sound
was a problem.
The sound was, like, rough, like, something rubbing.
The whole time was like... Like, as long as we haven't screwed the pooch today with the audio quality, which it may have, who knows?
It happens to us.
This sounds like 1,000 times better
than the audio quality from that.
So it was just like it was
something rubbing up against the microphone
the whole time. Like someone,
I thought it was maybe they had the ref's microphone live.
No, I thought that they,
and he was like running, and his clothes like a connection were rubbing up against it.
And then for long period, then 5 minutes on the. Commentary just goes
for a while. The commentary just goes, and then the picture just died. There was picture. They cut back to the studio for TVNZ.
So Sumo and Officer Tonu'u jump in and like, oh, we've lost the commentators. We'll just call this. And then Sumo's like doing his sort of professional job, going great up the front by da 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 sort of thing, and offers like doing a bit of color. And Sumo's done a lot of rugby commentary in his career, and then, and they're commentating along and along and along, and then the picture just goes, and then they just cut back to Sumo and Offer in the studio going.
Sumo did really well. He just kept asking questions about like what Samoa need to do. Like he was very unflappable.
Yeah, yeah, he's a professional.
Yeah, he is. But yeah, we missed like 5 minutes of the game, and then like some of the stuff was wrong. Like the number 7 who scored the try for Samoa. The guy wasn't even the guy. Like, they'd made a late change and nobody knew. The commentators were calling out, Taramai scores on his debut.
Yeah.
It wasn't even him. He wasn't even playing. God.
So, yeah. And when they came back, it was coming back right to an Italian try. Because we haven't even talked about the quality of the game.
We haven't talked about the quality of the game.
The Samoan started with a hiss and a roar. They had really good upfront ball. They were
playing some really fun rugby. For a team which has had like 4 days together.
Yeah.
New coach and Mahendra Schwager.
And then they grinded back into it. I only watched like the first half. I didn't watch the second half. I had to go somewhere else. But and then the Italians started to grind their way back in, and I thought, oh, okay, the professionalism and
yeah, the Italians hit back with a couple of tries, and you thought, right, this is how this goes.
Yeah.
They've had more time together, more professional outfit.
But
they're going to run away.
What
with
was the second half like?
Second half was good from what amount I can remember of it. I know that the Italians went behind and needed to chase the game and then ended up coughing up the ball. And then the Samoans just had this real beauty try, like a couple of, I think it was a loose Italian line out. And then like had like prop to hooker to like lock.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the Samoans just scored. That took the game away from them. But yeah, nice. They
it's a good win. It's a good win.
Far out, it is. I mean, because this Italian team is the one that drew with France.
Yeah.
Beat Wales, beat Scotland. It was more or less that same team.
I remember the All Blacks played Samoa
in Samoa years ago.
And it was not that... it was when in the SPW era.
Yeah.
And the game was way closer than you would imagine.
Yeah.
It was like maybe like a 10-point difference or something like that. Whereas it's like a 40-point difference in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Like the island teams are a different beast at home.
I remember, did you ever see that documentary Oceans Apart?
No.
A Pacific rugby documentary.
Maybe I did. I don't know.
I just remember they interviewed a bunch of like the administrators from like Samoa and Tonga and stuff, and they said the way that like the rules work in terms of who gets what money from international rugby doesn't work in Samoa's favor.
Yeah.
Because if they host like the All Blacks,
yeah,
I'm pretty sure, someone will correct me if I'm wrong, but they have to like put up the guys in a hotel.
Yeah.
But they only get to keep like the gate takings from the game and then the broadcast money. I forget what happens with that. But basically, they don't get fuck all money from it because people are playing it, paying in Samoa and Tala.
Yeah.
And they can't put the gate prices really high.
Because it's not the economy.
Because it's not the economy and the Tala is not worth that much. They so they basically make a loss when they host games. Mm. Like they would rather take like a 20% cut from a game at Twickenham. Yeah. And they would make shitloads more than they could from hosting 10 games at home. So they don't actually look to host that many games because there's certain duties on the host nation, which is actually quite costly for them, which they don't
make
back.
That's a big shame for the Samoan punter.
For sure. But it's great to see a team like Italy actually head up to Samoa.
It was a shame they didn't get much of a crowd, though.
Yeah, that's right.
I honestly think that was probably marketed poorly.
Italy's maybe not that big a draw.
But just to see the
international rugby, yeah,
that doesn't make any sense to me. Like, they love their bloody rugby.
That's true. Like, you see the Fijian fans turn like madhouse.
Yeah, for the Drua. Yeah, and you watch the Samoans get out for like the league team and stuff. Mm. Remember the World Cup? How many Samoan flags are around just Auckland? Yeah. Oh well, it was interesting. Maybe played at Mount Smart.
Yeah, I don't know if the Union does the same draw. But no, it was a good win for Samoa. They really played some good rugby. And good they had a lot of like new guys and guys who haven't been in the team for a while. Great to see. So, yeah, maybe there's a bit of potential there. But but I think Italy are playing Tonga next week. So that'll be an interesting one.
In Tonga?
Mm.
These guys are going on a real island
and it's
adventure.
The full-strength Italian team as well. So kudos to them.
Well done, Italy. We're proud of you.
Italy.
Hey, my favorite Italians.
Broadcast was honestly hilarious. I think there was
Are you looking forward to the Tongan one now?
There were other things about it that were hilarious, but I can't remember what they are. I just remember thinking, what? I was watching it on my phone, like the first half, because my kids were out of like class, so I was like just watching
and
it on
my phone.
And it sounds
like commentators who aren't professional commentators.
Oh, no, for sure. No.
Just how they get the gig.
Oh, yeah, that was the other thing. Like, the fullback was Duncan Paiawa.
Yeah.
And I remember when they listed his team on Twitter, I think they maybe put the apostrophes in his name in a different spot or something. And I was like, is that Duncan Paiawa? Because they might not have used Duncan as well. They might have used a different name. But I was like, Paiawa at fullback. I know who that is.
Yeah.
And then in the commentary, they were calling him Paalis. Like, sets up the try. And I was like, wait, isn't that Duncan Paiawa? Like, yeah, there were lots of things about that broadcast that were...
it was entertaining.
Entertaining.
No. Well done, Samoa. Also, well done, broadcasters and everybody involved.
Bro,
to get through
if they called us up to commentate a game last minute with not all the players that I know, we'd have similar issues.
I think we'd have fun.
That's the main thing.
Exactly.
Tell me about the fucking league then. Go on.
So the Warriors were playing the Bulldogs. It was a very, very tense affair. Went to Golden Point. But just before it went to Golden Point, Tamari Martin, I think, or was it Chalo Taveta Harris, throws a ball off, like passes the ball, gets hit late, high, and with force to the head, and the bunker...
Well, that's fine in league.
No, it's not. No,
yes,
not these days.
It is.
You don't watch... I'm so sick of motherfuckers who don't watch rugby league telling me what rugby league is.
Okay, I'll just tell you, the few times that I do watch league, I see a lot of hits that I'm like, fuck, that's high.
Like, this one was bad.
Okay. And then, if it's bad by league standards, it
and
must
like,
be
like, they've got a bunker
bad.
There to try and, like... It broke someone's... It broke both of their jaws, I think. Oh, was it Chael? I think it broke the offender's jaw. When he did it. And yeah, it was nasty, blood everywhere and all that sort of thing. And Bunker looked at it, but was looking at it for a high shot and didn't deem it was a high shot, but it was high and it was late. And the NRL have admitted they got it wrong. The guy did it, it's been cited and all that sort of thing. But in game, they couldn't give them, if they gave them that penalty, the Warriors would have won the game.
Did they lose?
They did. It's a very, and when you're like, punching and fighting for that top eight, it's like every win and loss is just
crucial,
absolutely crucial. So it was a big, big blow. Like season, I don't want to say season defining, but a big blow. Anyway, so that pissed me off. Right,
rise your gears.
Really grind my gears. Yeah, just one of the most appalling calls I've seen in a long, long, long time. See how my voice went deep there?
That's how, really upset.
That's how angry I am. Anything else to chat about? Any other sort of sporty McSport? There was a woman, I've forgotten her name now.
Portia Woodman.
No.
Retiring after the Olympics.
Yeah, that's probably worth commenting on. But the New Zealander made the semi-finals of Wimbledon this morning.
Oh, really? Okay.
She beat Radogratikuku. Okay. I'm not much of a tennis person, but I'm happy that a New Zealander is doing all right there.
As a woman?
A female. Who was born in Tianao, but spent most of her life in Switzerland, but is now representing New Zealand.
Oh.
We'll claim her.
For sure. Our tennis is not very good.
No, we've never had any decent tennis players.
Like, who was that guy that used to play doubles that was like half decent?
I want to say Brett Cameron.
He plays for the Highlanders, the Hurricanes.
Well, he might be a handy tennis player. You don't know that.
That's true. Why is our tennis so bad? Like, we've got good rowers.
Good rowers.
We're not really good at the track and field. We had that pole vaulter. She's all right. So,
well, no, we had...
I mean, fucking John Walker. That's a wee while ago now.
John Walker. We had Stephen Adams' sister, Valerie Adams. She won
the old shot put.
She won a number of gold medals.
Can I tell you something?
You can tell me a couple of things if you want.
The other day I was dropping my kids off at school. This is before the school holidays.
Is this a euphemism for taking a dump?
No, I was talking to this dude, one of the other dads, right? I said to him, I can't go into the school. And he looked at me like, oh, what? You've been banned? And I was like, no. My daughter just doesn't want me to go in anymore. She's like,
you're on a list.
Yeah, he thought I was like some sex offender or something.
He was like, me too.
But he was just, we just got to chatting, right? Yeah. And he had this like interesting like thing that he just liked to guess things. He's like, how old is your daughter? Like, she's six. And I was like, oh, yeah, she's six. You got that right. Now, how old is your son? Is he like nine? And I was like, oh, he's eight. He's like, oh, then we can just keep talking. Like a
kid specialist.
No, but it wasn't just that. Then we kept talking, and he was like, how tall are you? Like, 6'3"? And I was like, oh, I'm 6'4". He was like pretty good with his guesses,
right?
And he's like, how much do you weigh? Like, 106? And I was like, oh, 108. I was like, he was like really accurate. But then he goes.
Asked me to do for a job.
But then he asked me about my age. And he thought I was like born in the fucking 1990s. And he's like, oh, you're looking really good because I'm born in the 80s, right? You're well like, into the 80s. Yeah. Maybe he's just like...
That's that. And he was like, he's so good at guessing. He was like, and this is the time I give him a nice little compliment at the end.
He gave me a real fucking tickle.
Yeah.
But then today I had some door-to-door salesmen and they were making chat. Like the door-to-door salesman should be the one like, complimenting on my age. And he was, because he was talking about Bernardo's.
Oh, yeah,
and he was like, was that like back in the 70s? And I was like, what the fuck, dude? So I've had one from each end.
So one guy thought you were in your 30s, the other guy thought you were in
my 50s.
Yeah, right. Okay. Fuck. Yeah.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Oh, well. Yeah, I think that's a great little ploy from that other guy. Gives you all these.
He wasn't even trying to sell me anything.
Yeah. And the guy was trying to sell.
Maybe next time. Maybe he's doing a slow play.
Well, you look great for 56.
Exactly right. Yeah, except really for my small penis. That's the part that looks...
It's shrinking drastically.
It looks so weird compared to the rest of my large body. It's like my feet are getting bigger, my penis is getting smaller. It doesn't make sense.
I just want to clip that bit, anybody? Mike saying that? Yeah. That would be great.
It's great.
Yeah, people say you let your hair down on this. I don't think you do. I think you're really straight laced.
Oh, straight down the middle.
Straight down the middle.
But,
yes.
Yeah.
Look, we talked about rugby.
All right, before we go.
Yes.
Are New Zealand going to go 2-0 in the
series? Oh, yes. We've got to kind of cover the next weeks. Well, it's Eden Park, isn't it? And for whatever reason, records are there to be broken.
Yeah.
It's going to be broken one day. There isn't a world where we move out of Eden Park and it never gets broken and it stays alive forever. That would be lovely.
Mm-hmm.
1994, that's a hard thing to do. A great team has come to that stadium and has tried to win and they've all been turned away. But this is a really good England team. They seem to know themselves, know their game, and this New Zealand team doesn't know themselves and doesn't know their game just yet. But you put your nuts on the line, I don't think you'll find anyone who... Oh, maybe there are people who are backing.
You're backing New Zealand.
Oh yeah, how do you not back them with that record? What I don't know. I don't really. It's a rugby field surrounded by stands. That's what a stadium is, by the way, people.
That's how that works.
Might be a concourse linking it all together. You can buy chips, overpriced chips.
Are you backing the Australians to go 2-0 in Melbourne?
I am.
Are you backing the South Africans to go 2-0 in Durban?
chances are.
And are you backing the Argentinians to come back and get it 1-1, or do you think the French will get up? Because the French are also playing, I think, a midweek game against Uruguay.
I think the French will do it.
I think the French are going to go 2-0 up.
Yeah. I think there's something's going to be different in that. But I want Ireland to win. I want Australia to win. I'd like Argentina to square the series, and I definitely want the All Blacks to win. Really impressed by this English squad. I think they are smoky in terms of their talent. And that was one of the things I just was thinking when I was watching the game. I was like, this is so much. The start was frenetic. And it was just such a higher quality than Super Rugby.
How good is it to have Test Match Rugby back?
Love it. Bit of ruggus. We were going to, you had dinner at a Chinese...
My neighbour came over to have dinner.
That's nice.
She didn't leave until like 6:40, so...
Were you just like, okay.
Let's wrap it up. Wrap it up.
What time do you have dinner?
Usually earlier than that. Well, we'd finished dinner for a while. She was just chatting.
Yeah, well, that's okay. Well, what time do you eat? Starting dinner?
Drinking tea. Oh, 5, 6 o'clock?
You have dinner at 5 o'clock. You were born in the. You weren't born in the '50s. You were born in the '30s. I like to be in.
I want to get the kids to bed, man.
Yeah, you have dinner at 5 o'clock.
Sometimes.
Holy smokes!
Not usually. I'm not usually that organized.
Jeez, Louise, yeah. That's early. Yeah, I guess I try and get Maddie dinner by 6. But if I'm with me and
today, Luke, we had dinner at like 5:40.
Really?
Yeah.
If I'm left to my own devices, it's probably 7:38.
Okay. 7:38 is a pretty specific time.
It's not that specific. It's ish.
7:38 is a very... took you a second time to get that one.
Yeah, dude. You got me. Got him. Yes, that's fucked us average.
Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, I have ready.
I try Google Podcasts. It's gone.
Yeah, it's gone scared. We're not there, but there might be the graphic there.
You can see it on probably YouTube Music. That's where the podcasts have gone.
Yeah, right.
But there are ads on there.
I always forget to add this to the podcast, so I've got a really patchy podcast list on my one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's a podcast. You can watch. You might be watching this YouTube. It's my channel.
Probably watching it on YouTube.
Yeah, well.
He might put out another video this year. Maybe.
I will. I was thinking about doing some hot take. Low effort hot takes.
Do it.
Buy
yourself a whiteboard.
That was an explosive reaction.
It's the way to go.
Yeah, buy myself a whiteboard. Quit my job. Get a whiteboard.
There's a guy who's got an American rugby channel.
Oh, yeah. Got a whiteboard. Oh, nice.
He covered the Romania USA game.
Do you look at the whiteboard and go,
he does a bit of MLR? That's good.
Nice work. We appreciate you.
Love whiteboards.
Yeah. There are all sorts of rugby podcasts out there, and most of them talk about rugby the whole time. Thank you for choosing a rugby podcast that talks a lot of shit.
We appreciate you.
You are appreciated. So this I don't know, we talk about this sometimes, maybe once every 10 episodes. The way this podcast works is it's one episode on my channel that doesn't do much else than this podcast these days, and then one on yours, which is the podcast is a very tiny part of the overall massive amount of content that you push out. But it gives you a half a day off, really, doesn't it, the podcast?
Yes, it does. Next week, I'm looking forward to having that extra free day because my brother wants to take the kids out on Tuesday next week.
And you're going to go?
I'll go over to East Auckland. It's a long drive!
And,
but I'll go.
And you'll be safe in the knowledge that I'll send you a little video at the end of the day.
Exactly. Don't have to do any videos during the day. I can just take out and play with the kids.
Exactly. Just load that up and just watch all these people, South African hate on Tony for the nice little algorithm engagement. You know.
You didn't say much anti-South African stuff today.
Fuck the box.
There you go. Now the world is complete.
Exactly. No, I thought they were great. I really thought they were great. Yeah. They were good. Some of my best friends are South African. Anyway, good work.
All right, man.
Take it easy.
Take care, folks.
How do that?